Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. In the background, you couldn't hear them. We're going to let you hear them now, though. But the big deal here is this band was playing on is the fact that the committee vote on the Hill didn't go the way of Eric Holder, the attorney general. And that's where we kick things off on ATN, because we talk so much about Fast and Furious and someone being held accountable. Take a listen. Here's the committee vote, the House Oversight Committee, on the Hill earlier on Wednesday.
Mr. Issa.
Aye.
Mr. Issa votes aye. Mr. Burton.
Aye.
Mr. Burton votes aye. Mr. Micah.
Aye.
Mr. Micah votes aye. Mr. Platts.
Aye.
Mr. Platts votes aye. Mr. Turner.
Aye.
Mr. Turner votes aye. Mr. McHenry.
Aye.
Mr. McHenry votes aye. Mr. Jordan.
Yes.
Mr. Jordan votes aye. Mr. Chaffetz.
Aye.
Mr. Chaffetz votes aye. Mr. Mack.
Aye.
All right, so there you go. They vote to send this contempt resolution against Holder to a full vote of Congress. And in the middle of all of that, the president steps in and he waives his executive privilege, or he throws his marker down is probably the better way to say that. Executive privilege meaning, nope, these documents, we don't have to give them up. Still doesn't mean that they can't pursue the contempt charge, which is exactly what Congressman Darrell Issa decided he was going to do. If they want to play rough, we're going to play rough, too. We're not going to back off. So next week could be also very interesting in Washington, because if you are keeping score at home, you got the contempt deal with Eric Holder, probably going to a full vote. And you also have health care, which is even bigger, being handed down most likely next Thursday early in the morning. What is the decision? It affects you, affects your companies, it affects your family's health care, your individual health care, whether or not you're going to get fined if you decide you can't afford health care, what happens heading into the future, because a lot of that law hasn't even come to fruition yet. Hasn't all been rolled out, including the individual mandate. Although, the IRS has already hired people to chase after you if you decide that you don't or can't afford insurance. And trust me, there are lots of people, over 20 million people could be higher, who don't have insurance for various reasons. I have a friend who hadn't had insurance in 3 years. Why didn't she have insurance? She used to have a good job. The job went away. The company got into problems. So this great job, this great insurance, poof, was gone. And she had to make decisions on what she could afford and couldn't afford. So healthcare was 86th. It was 86th, not because she thought, oh, I'll just take a risk, I'm so healthy, and she is, knock on wood, healthy, but she would be one of those people that doesn't have health care. She would be hunted down like a dog by the IRS to pay money in a fine should that individual mandate, the requirement that you have to have health insurance, kick in. And do you really think that's going to be affordable? That's what I want to know. Sure, we'll offer you affordable health care. So there's a few things going on with that, and that's big for every single one of us. No matter what you call your station in life, it plays out for every single one of us in this country. Now, the reporters are staking out the Supreme Court like the paparazzi in heat over one of the Kardashians and whether or not they're going to get married or they're having a baby or they're doing whatever. So it makes people think that, boy, it looks like this healthcare thing could get handed down. I don't think it's going to be the healthcare thing. I think it's going to be the Arizona immigration law and whether or not that can continue to happen. It never kicked in for 2 years, the Justice Department dogged the governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, for signing into law the law, the part of the law where an officer could stop someone for something else and then ask pretty much if they were legally in the United States, if they saw certain things that led them to believe that, which, do you have a driver's license? How many times have you gotten pulled over for something and don't you always get asked for identification? That might be your first clue. Anyway, Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, feels pretty confident, I think, that it's going to work out in her favor because they're starting to train officers as of last week in the art of knowing how to enforce this, what they should do, what they can't do, what it was intended to have, what was intended to have happen by using this. So they're taking a page out of the IRS's book. They're going to anticipate what's going to happen. And I think it goes in favor of Arizona. I think the Arizona law is held up and it does get rolled out, which means four or five other states who are interested in having the same thing happen and pursuing what Arizona pursued, I think that they'll go forward and have a similar law. It's interesting because this comes after last week's big announcement by the president that he had an executive order to share with the world that would allow maybe 850,000 to almost a million students in this country, kids who were children of illegals or who came here illegally as kids, that they would be able to apply for a work permit and stay in the United States. They would get a 2-year permit and then they could do it again, which was met with a lot of applause from some people and big thumbs down from other people. We've had guests on the show to talk about it because what does it mean for the job situation in this country? So immigration in the last 2 weeks really front and center and playing a big part in what people are talking about across the country. I always say America Tonight is like a snapshot of what's going on in your world, what's going on across this great country, what people are talking about when they're standing in line, what they're mumbling about when they're on an elevator, what people are saying to each other when they're pumping gas, the conversation in between the soccer games, all of that. And we do have a common language, and health care has been a big one. Washington and what's happened in Washington has also been a big, big bone of contention for so many people. That's why this year's election could not be bigger. And it feels as though things are starting to narrow in the gap between Mitt Romney and the current president, Barack Obama. It feels as though that's starting to happen. And it's because of the squeeze I think people are feeling on their wallets and the frustration over big government and constantly being told, here's what's happening, this is what's getting meted out, all that stuff. And as I was asked in an email from Elijah, do you like the government at all? I said, yes, I think there is a definite need for a federal government. We just don't want it to be gigantic. We don't want a huge federal government, at least I don't. I think it's much more effective and manageable at a smaller level, and the people who represent us will do a much better job of it. More on healthcare coming up on the flip side.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The day that the health care decision will be handed down that will affect all of us. Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, a.k.a. the Affordable Health Care Act, what happens to it? We've been to Washington three or four times now, talked to all kinds of people, and we're going to talk to another one here in the wings, Thomas Sloker. He is a health care and business expert. He's got a book out called The History and Evolution of Healthcare in America, and looks at a couple of different things. And he knows the game because he served for about 7 years or so as a COO for a company that managed public-funded healthcare benefits for low-income and underserved populations. So he's had a long career even before that in a healthcare-related industry, so it's perfect to have Thomas on this show. Hey, Thomas, how are you?
Pretty good, Kate. How are you up this evening working hard to help America get better?
Thanks. You know, the thing that's interesting is I said I've been to Washington. I've looked at this forwards and backwards and talked to all kinds of people and really tried to really play fair and looked at all angles of it, and I just couldn't come up with any way that I thought this thing should stand. I just couldn't do it. The entire thing, you know, the whole enchilada of the Obama plan, how it went through, boom, how it's being meted out. On a scale of 1 to 10, Thomas, as somebody who really knows this game, what do you think, what would you give it, 10 being the best?
It comes into two categories. In terms of the legislation and the purpose it was written for, which was not to really fix healthcare in America, it's probably, even with that as the goal that the people that were writing it were trying to do, it's a 4 or a 5. It's a horrible piece of legislation. In terms of the ability to fix the problems we have in our healthcare system and actually come up with an end result, it's a -9. We've wasted a lot of money, a lot of time, and a bunch of years arguing over things that are not solving the problems.
Yeah. How do we solve the problems? How do we solve the highs and the lows of the industry?
Well, the first thing we have to understand is that the nature of healthcare in America, most of the things that we're now relying on is the facts and figures that we've been spoon-fed for the past 5 or 6 years are just not true. We'll start with how much health care costs. We have this ongoing debate in America about how much health care costs the nation, how much it costs us individuals, and how good our health care system is compared to the rest of the world. It always comes back to the fundamental that, well, if I'm in Sweden or if I'm in Germany, you know, I'm going to get so much better deal because for this thing it costs that. The problem is the premise of what it costs us. We calculate, if you look at Kaiser's numbers, the government office numbers, various other entities that are out there, we keep coming back to a number of healthcare is about $2.6 trillion. The problem with the number is that what the retail price was or is that what the reimbursement rate was? And the answer is no one can tell you because it's a mixture. Some of the data that's there, and I'll give you an example. I can look at an invoice from a hospital for a simple procedure for a person who's been in the hospital a few days, and I'll have a hospital invoice for laboratory services of $609. So you go, wow, that's $609 that we spent for healthcare. No, the reimbursement rate was $8.75. I can look at a child's appendectomy. And I can look across the country and I can see a non-invasive, meaning laparoscopic, where it's just a little hole, they don't have to cut them open, a non-ruptured, very simple, very basic child's appendectomy. And the cost can range anywhere from $28,000 to as high as $40,000, but the reimbursement rate comes in at about $8,500. So if I look at the United States with a $2.6 trillion number, and then I look at Sweden, and I go, oh, a 2.6 trillion in this number of people, we're so expensive. But if I actually start to go through the numbers and find sense in them, we're not. Because our overall number is not the 2.6. Nobody really knows what it is. It could be 1.8, it could be 1.6, it could be 1.7. When you get to those numbers, we're not that expensive compared to the rest of the world, and ultimately we have a better system. So the first myth in this thing is how much healthcare costs. We really don't know. That's the biggest myth. And ultimately, then the issue gets into what are we solving for? We can't even answer in this country what good healthcare is. If I take 30 people and ask the question, what's good healthcare? I get 30 answers about what I want healthcare to be for me, right?
Right.
It's
right.
About what it means to me, what I want to get out of it.
Sure.
But that's not a definition of good health care because I always want everything forever for free. So does that mean it's good health care? Is good health care being able, when I have a disaster, to be able to stay alive and be able to have some function? Or is good health care to be able to get hip replacements, knee replacements, so when I'm 70 years old, I can still try to pretend to play football like I was 20? There's a huge difference in the cost between quality of life expenditures, which is much of what we're spending for today, and right. life expenditures. So to solve for health care, we have to first start with a national dialogue about what is good health care and what should I expect in what I'll call a safety net, which is not what we have today in Medicare and Medicaid. The get rid of entitlement ideas, we've got to get back to real, you know, safety net for the underserved. Where does my personal responsibility come in? And where is that safety net for me as an individual? And then the other major piece is, you know, 20 years ago, we were living on average to 72 years old. And 20 years ago, when we were living to 72, we were spending about half of our lifetime expenditures in the last few years of life. Today, we're living about 83 years old, and we're actually spending 85% of our lifetime expenditures in healthcare in the last 5 years of life. And the other dialogue we have to have is not the death panel dialogue, but it does get down to if we're going to cover these later years when the cost of care goes up because your body's really trying to die, what part of that becomes your responsibility? At what age does society say, you know, it's not up to everybody else to take you from 85 to 105 with knee replacements and artificial hearts and all this stuff? Because if we adopt the attitude that the government's responsibility is to give you life and to help you have life as long as you want it, well, what happens when those last 3 years cost $1 million, $2 million, $3 million? Who's going to pay that bill? Because it's going to happen. So the first issue about healthcare is we've got to reset in America what our expectations should be about a healthcare system, what a safety net is, And then we need to rebuild the healthcare system so it's supply chain oriented, because it's not. That's where the history is important.
Yeah, I agree with that. So I love that, the idea of the dialogue and the things that we really need to be serious about. We have just a couple of minutes left, but Big Pharma's played a big role in this too. What do you put on Big Pharma's plate for what's happening?
Well, the issue with Big Pharma is that the whole economy that's driven by pharma is really a false economy. Drug pricing in this country is unintelligible, just like healthcare pricing. On one hand, you can blame Big Pharma because you say they're making a lot of money, but in aggregate, Big Pharma actually is marginally profitable. They just do huge numbers, but their margins are very slim. The issue that we have with drugs today and pharma is pharma doesn't have any other blockbuster drugs. We're actually at a point now where the biochemical warfare we've had with these other organisms, bacteria, viruses, nematodes, et cetera, we're losing the battle because we're out of ammunition. The ammunition we can create today has more side effects than benefits, and most of the bacteria have been evolving, as we have not. And as a result of that, now they're resistant to, you know, you don't get penicillin anymore. You've got things like methylene-resistant Staph aureus, they call MRSA. You have the flesh-eating bacteria, which is Staph or Streptococcus. These things now, there's not much that treats it, so people get it, and they have to go back to the 1800s and actually amputate pieces and pack things with sterile gauze and do all kinds of things because there's not too many antibiotics that still work.
Yeah, crazy. 30 seconds. What do you think the Supreme Court decides, Thomas?
Well, the Supreme Court, I think, with a 70% chance of certainty, is going to throw the mandate out. They're going to allow for severability and not force Congress to throw out the whole law. And they're going to agree that they have the ability to hear it. And they're also going to say that the federal government has the right to increase the Medicaid costs in the state. So that's how I think the ruling's going to come down.
Yeah, we'll see next week for sure. Thomas Loker, the book, terrific stuff, great guest. We'd love to have you on again. Will you come back on again?
I will come anytime, Kate, and you keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Thomas. Pick up his book, The History and Evolution of Healthcare in America. You can get it at Amazon, B&N, Barnes & Noble, of course, iUniverse, the usual places. Healthcare and you, more on that, the two H's, healthcare and Holder, huh, in the same sentence. Stay with us.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and J.C. Penney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Healthcare. I mean, there is the $64 million question. What is good healthcare? And he makes a point that you cannot expect that you're going to get cheap healthcare, that it's going to be incredibly cheap and incredibly good. The idea is you're going to have to pay for that healthcare, but you're not going to pay through the nose. So you still want the word affordable in there somewhere, which is why that struck such a chord with so many people in a horrible way, because of the premiums going up. And as Thomas said, the fact that the numbers were bogus, with the numbers we were hearing weren't correct numbers of what really healthcare costs. We don't even know. He's absolutely right. We don't have a good handle on healthcare, and everybody's different. It's the one thing that I think almost everyone agrees on. Healthcare is such an individual deal. It's different for every single person, and his examples of what it costs for some of these procedures was a good one. The fact that there was such a big disparity between the amounts and then what it actually costs, that is part of what the problem is, part of what the problem is. So healthcare is going to really be shook up by this time next week. That's all anyone's going to be talking about, and into the weekend for sure. I think the Supreme Court hands down a big decision for Arizona and their immigration policy after 2 years. I think that happens tomorrow. So two Thursdays in a row are going to be big as far as the Supreme Court is concerned. Rulings that affect, really, the Arizona immigration ruling, the constitutionality of that, of their law. That could affect a lot of us, too, because there are states like Texas, California didn't want it out, but they were looking into it. Doubt that that would happen in California. But there was discussion in at least six or seven other states of doing the same thing. So you can bet that those state legislatures are waiting to see what happens in Arizona. Now, they can be challenged. They could be challenged on the local levels for sure. So we'll see where that ends up on with the Supreme Court ruling. We'll see where that ends up in some of these other states. But the health care question, I mean, this is it. It comes to a crescendo now at this point. After all the conversations, all the back and forth, all the town meetings, people feeling like they were ripped off, not included, all of a sudden having this shoved down our throats, this is it. This is D-Day for the Obamacare, and what does that mean for his legacy, his presidency? That's what they're thinking at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And what does it mean, frankly, in the race for the White House? This is one of those rulings that could hurt or help this president. And I don't know when it comes to Eric Holder, who I think he's – I said this before. If I were advising this president, I would have cut Holder out a long time ago because I thought he was a liability from the beginning. If there was somebody attached to this president who, and I can think of a couple, I did a show on this, who would you pink slip? Because there's always casualties. There's always people that don't play well with the public, screw something up, that they have to be the scapegoat for. And usually you have a massive, sometimes you have a massive pile of casualties. With this group, there hasn't been, because there really hasn't been much transparency. So now with Eric Holder, you have the president who invokes executive privilege when it comes to these documents with Fast and Furious that Congressman Daryl Issa wanted handed over. It didn't happen. So now that's part of the that's been part of the discussion, the whole executive privilege thing. But it's not so much about the executive privilege, because what's happening with Fast and Furious is it's being pursued. It still can be pursued, the contempt charge with Holder. So that's not going away. The privilege can't make that go away. And so far in committee, the House panel voted in favor of holding him in contempt. And what that means is it hasn't formally been announced, but it seems inevitable that next week they're going to have a vote on contempt of Congress, a full House vote, because that's what they need to approve the resolution in order for it to kick in, the contempt thing to kick in. 23-17 was the vote on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. So what a turnaround from this 16 months of back and forth from this investigation. 16 months. Doesn't it always feel like every time that I talk about Washington on the show, we're talking about an investigation that lasted how long? How long do they go on? 16 months for Fast and Furious, trying to get all the documents in place, trying to figure out what happened. What happened? More details on Brian Terry's death. What happened in the ladder of who decided, who called the shots with Fast and Furious, who knew, who didn't know. So Obama asserts executive privilege over the documents that are really at the heart of this dispute. And there was a kind of a crazy debate, I guess, that ensued, went 6 hours. The Democrats said that Congressman Issa was on a political witch hunt. Republicans said that Holder was stonewalling over Fast and Furious, and it was pretty bitter, pretty nasty, very much an accusatory, almost like the Salem witch trials. It was very much an accusatory function, and then people were shouting at each other, and you know, the walls have come tumbling down. At this point, there doesn't seem to be any end in sight. And something has to happen. Something has to give here. And I think that this was a mistake for the executive privilege, only in the sense that if if honestly there's nothing in the last batch of documents, why not hand them over? Why not just give them up? What's the big deal? If there's nothing in there but more of the same old stuff, retreaded information on Fast and Furious from other offices, all that kind of stuff, then who cares? Why not do it? Doesn't it make you look guilty when you don't do it? It's like where there's smoke, there's fire, that expression. Those expressions are there for a reason, because there's certain things in human behavior that we see. All right, let's go to Phil, who's listening to us in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Phil, how are you?
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I was just listening to the previous guest that you had on, mm-hmm. and I don't know whether you realize this or not, but you and I and thousands of others now belong to a group who really have the answer to the health, so-called health care problem. And, of course, we realize when you think about it, the 100 years or so where the big pharma and large companies have guided and misdirected the school for doctors and pharmacists as well to strictly the pharmaceutical method of so-called health care. And, of course, it's actually a disaster. And we could spend all night on it, but, of course, we can't. But at any rate, just look at the terrible track record that they've run up. The only thing that they're successful on is, of course, emergency surgery and trauma and that sort of thing, and communicable diseases. But anything else, that they have a horrible track record.
Right.
Look at all the thousands of deaths that occur each year because of the correct application of the pharmaceutical drugs that are killing people. And,
yeah, you know, I say it all the time. It's like what the thing that I endorse, Extendivite, because it's all natural. Because what's happened is what's gone on with our bodies with the pharmaceuticals, and especially with heart medications and other things that you start to take, and how cockamamie the side effects are, and then what happens if you get off of them, and you know, really, it's been catastrophic with the big drugs. It has been.
Of course, I'm speaking directly to the tremendous research of the pioneering doctor, the naturopathic physician, Dr. Joel Wallach. And mm-hmm. we're going to see so much more of him. And I've mm-hmm. been following him and been a member of his group here in Jackson for 12 years. And mm. it's just astonishing.
You know what? I agree with you. There's only two things I take. And the other thing is one of the products that's beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's all those minerals.
Oh, yes. Well,
yeah.
Of course, that's only one of about 500 different products that the group has now.
Yeah.
And it's just you have to study. Everyone is different. As you mentioned earlier, it's an individual situation, and everyone has to take the time to study their own body and you know, actually take different things. And of course, the 90 essential nutrients are so necessary. And if you're not getting the entire 90 essential nutrients, you will have a problem. Period.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Phil, thanks. I love the plug for Doc Wallach. He's great. He's been on this show before. I agree with you. He was the guy who was talking about this a long time ago, and, you know, pharmaceutical companies didn't want to hear that, but it's the whole idea of what are you putting into your system that's the natural things that you should be using, because we're seeing, like I said, the side effects and the things that are happening to people who are on all this pharmaceutical stuff and, you know, what's happened to them as a result because of our topsoil and all the toxins. Very, very scary times. Stay with us. More on healthcare next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Tonight we're kicking around the old school. That means all over the place. You know, when you used to play kickball and the wind took the ball all over the schoolyard. Yeah, that's what we're doing here in America tonight. That's why we have so much fun on these airways. So 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Here's the deal. You can weigh in on health care. You can weigh in on Eric Holder, too, as well. Do you think that they should keep pursuing it? The contempt charge, despite everything else, the executive privilege, which now shuts down the document thing, is a matter of principle. So if already this small contingent says yes to contempt, why not go full bore and go for the full House vote on it anyway? Because, you know, this goes all the way back to 2009, 2010, Fast and Furious, that was the Arizona-based agents of the ATF that ran, what they were trying to do was build a case against smugglers of firearms to Mexico, and what a backfiring, bungled thing that was. They did gun walking, that's what it's called, gun walking, and they allowed the smugglers, what a brilliant idea, to buy about 2,000 guns with, you know, without intercepting the weapons. So since that time, the guns have turned up at crime scenes. The saddest one of all was the shooting in December of 2010 of Brian Terry, a U.S. border agent. And since then, there's been a lot of withholding going on. So the president asserts executive privilege in this Fast and Furious investigation. And now you have the decision of, with the contempt charge, do they move forward in the House and have a full-on vote? I think they're going to, since the committee voted yes on contempt. I think they're going to push it all the way. ICE is not letting this go. And because this is a whole election thing for him, too, I think there's even more, there's an even another reason to put a log on the fire. And this controversy has hit a flashpoint. I mean, it's hit a flashpoint. And there's no agreement here. So it's messy. It's nasty. It's a game of wild game of chicken. And nobody's backing down on this. So I think it goes to the full-on vote. I think it does. Is it a smart thing to do? Now, executive privilege, if you want to talk about that. Bush did it 6 times. Clinton did it about 14 times. Because of executive privilege, presidents, that's what it is, they can withhold from Congress documents relating to internal things, any kind of internal deliberations from the executive branch. Holder says from the beginning, ICE and others just were scrambling for facts and trying to justify them, and it's just been ridiculous. So this isn't going to end anytime soon. I mean, to me, I'll say it one more time, and here's my reasons why. Why is Holder not a great attorney general? Why the Obama administration, why Obama himself should have let him go, cut him loose a long time ago, is because he was part of that whole closed Gitmo Bay thing. Then he was trying to push to get the people behind the September 11 attacks in a civilian court in New York, no less. What a stupid thing that was. Both times he took it on the chin for doing that. And he should have for the whole let's get him in New York, because everybody was behind that in New York until they realized, oh, yeah, we got to pay for massive protection. And the courtroom we're talking about is just down the street from Ground Zero. This will be a nightmare for New York. This will be an impossible situation. And then they're going to close Gitmo, and where are they going to take all the people from Guantanamo? So we won't dive into that, but those are just a couple of my reasons. And I have others, too. I got about 7 good reasons. And this whole Fast and Furious thing is just the icing on the cake for me because of what I believe he's hiding. You have nothing to hide. Just show him. Just turn over the documents in the first place. I think there's some internal notes there that would be incredibly damaging, I think, to Holder. Not so much anyone but Holder, but I think Holder. And then some other facts that would come out about Terry and Terry's death, I think, that would infuriate people. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hello.
You know, Kate, I remember way back when I was a young whippersnapper, in Parris Island, South Carolina, beautiful little island. I was undergoing United States Marine Corps boot camp, and we were on the rifle range at 0:30 in the morning. We were doing something called pulling the butts. All the Marines out there knows what that means. It's something you do on the rifle range. You're either pulling the butts or you're shooting. We were pulling butts, and all of a sudden our drill instructor says, "Hey, I'm back on here." All right, listen up, you bunch of chumps. Changing the chain of command, all right? New commander-in-chief, drill on 4. All right, get back to doing what you're doing. Don't even ask me who the vice president is. You know the connection, right? Because that's where all this executive privilege started out becoming big news in this generation. And it was when Nixon tried to say, "I'm not going to give you these tapes because I have executive privilege." And you know what? It didn't work. That was his last line of defense right there. He had tried everything else, and that is the last line of defense. You don't use that unless you are in deep, deep doo-doo. So, you know, that was a big surprise that he pulled this. And, especially because it's not about him, supposedly. It's about Holder. So, you know, that place is starting to crumble, that White House. It's starting to crumble. And, you know, people can say, well, what about, you know, George Bush? And I have just a beautiful answer for that. Every time they say, "What about George Bush?" I say, so what you're saying is Obama is no better than George Bush. Okay. Right? That's what they're saying every time they bring George Bush up, you know. Apparently
right.
They're saying, "Oh, Obama doesn't have to be any better than George Bush." and they're the ones that said George Bush was such a terrible president. Well, I tell you what, just fill up your gas and think about how terrible George Bush was. Anyway,
fill up your gas. I like that. Yeah, it was a lot cheaper. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
so,
I agree.
But this is going to be interesting. They had that vote in the House.
Yeah.
You know, what is going to be the response? What's your brother? Have you talked to your brother about this?
About the contempt charge?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's happened a couple of times, which you already know, in the past 30 years. And I think he says the same thing. I think it goes to a House vote. I think the House votes yes on the contempt and it goes through. And then I think Holder's done. I mean, how does Holder stay with the contempt? He can't.
Well,
that's why it's so important. That's why Obama invoked executive privilege. I think playing that chicken game and hoping that they would back off of it, thinking, okay, well now we can't get these documents, so let's just, all right, we're gonna let it go. But ICE is not letting it go. They're not letting it go.
Well, even if Holder resigns, they can then still ask the president.
Yeah.
You know, and they can go against his executive privilege because executive privilege is to keep those situations that two heads of state are talking and they're just shooting with the breeze or they're talking.
And you don't
about
need that out there, mm-hmm.
Right? You know, but you cannot use it to protect yourself against
perjury. A probe. Yeah, yeah,
so,
and that's the problem with this. He really threw a monkey wrench into the situation by doing that. Because of what Holder's in the midst of, and this has been, 16 months of this investigation, Tomas. It's crazy that, thanks for the call, after 16 months, all of a sudden, boom, it comes to a fork in the road, and one side of the road was completely shut off. I can't imagine, I can't imagine that they don't vote for the full contempt. And then that says to me that Holder, as Tomas said, probably he's done. Probably what he does is resign. He wanted to resign at one point, and the White House said no. So Obama refused to turn over fast and furious docs, and we'll probably see that full House vote next week. And which way is that going to go? Well, I think the deck is stacked against him. It's going to be a tight one, but I think Boehner, Cantor, absolutely, they're pushing for this. It's going to happen for sure. This is going to happen. It's reckless. It's operation leading to the death of that Border Patrol agent. And people need to know the facts and so that we don't see something like this happen again. They can't have ops like this happen again. Apology not accepted.